WKUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Los Angeles County Coroner says the death toll from the wildfires in and around Los Angeles has risen to 24, and the wind has started to pick up again, making the task of extinguishing the six major wildfires now burning even more challenging. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
This wind event is approaching us, and it's approaching us very, very quickly.
Forecasters say the winds won't die down until Wednesday. Wells Fargo estimates the total economic losses from the disaster to be around $60 billion. This man spoke with CBS's 60 Minutes.
I'm lucky to even have the little bag of clothes that I have left, but as far as trophies, memories, diplomas, everything else just went up in flames.
In some areas, the fire hydrants went dry, leaving firefighters holding empty hoses. 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker has that.
The fires grew too big too fast. Demand for water overburdened the system. Water pressure dropped and fire hoses ran dry while the fires raged.
The water system was stretched. Metropolitan water systems are not designed to sustain a firefight like this.
Anthony Maroney is chief of the LA County Fire Department, one of the officials overseeing the firefight.
California's chief executive says he has invited President-elect Trump to see the destruction. CBS's Tom Hansen has that.
Governor Newsom says he has yet to hear from President-elect Trump over an invite to visit California, tour all this damage, meet with the victims, and of course, thank the first responders.
Outgoing FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau did not coordinate with the Biden administration on investigations of Donald Trump. He spoke to 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley.
I haven't had any interaction with the Biden White House about investigations into the former president.
Anybody at the FBI?
Not to my knowledge.
We may be close to the release of some Israeli hostages. Reporter Linda Granstein in Jerusalem says President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today.
In their phone call, President Biden stressed the immediate need for a ceasefire in Gaza that would free the hostages and allow more humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. Netanyahu thanked the president for his lifelong support of Israel.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says egg prices will rise sharply if federal aid to help fight the spread of bird flu is cut.
If the programs that we give farmers so they can prevent bird flu from affecting their flocks are cut or eliminated, those prices could go way up.
In wild card playoff games, the Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers 22-10 today, and the Buffalo Bills crushed the Broncos 31-7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip of the Pine Travelers. Two from the Pine Travelers ain't gonna win. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Looks like we ain't gonna win. Well, we ain't got nothing to lose.
all-time scene, a minor part of a bigger dream. And even if this world goes up in smoke, well, at least we can say we tried to fight, but still fight fair, no matter what was on the other side. And if it looks like we ain't gonna win, we ain't got nothing to lose. Change begins within. There's more than one way to sing the blues. You cross that bridge now one too many times. There's a better way, 'cause it's a brand new day. World goes up in smoke, well, at least we can't say we tried to fight, but still fight fair, no matter what was on the other side. And if it looks like we ain't gonna win, still we ain't got nothing to lose. Change begins within, and we'll go down.
Thank you. One of my favorite songs, The Pine Travelers in the Biggest Small Town. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Ain't gonna win before that. A double dip happens at the top of every hour during Max Inc. Radio. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in tonight. If you missed any part of the show, or if you want to relive, you can listen to the replay tomorrow night, Sunday night, at 6 o'clock, 6 to midnight, every Saturday and Sunday. And you can grab the podcast at maxincradio.com or on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. And while you're there, make sure you grab the link to the app. Get the Civic Media app on your phone. Take Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media everywhere you go. We got music on the way from Tay and the Neighborly in just a couple of minutes. We got Patrick telling us about the Whammy Holiday Party in just a few minutes as well. Right now, let's do the Rogue Electrics. This is yesterday's news. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. Yeah.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Clouds are slowly turning. They're making way for the sun to shine on me. Just when I got used to the gray. I feel a new age coming. Just when I got used to the same old same. Oh, let it rain on me.
I'm coming.
Let It Rain. That's Tay and the Neighborly on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Before that, the Rogue Electrics and Parker Barrow in that set as well with Back to Birmingham. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with Patrick. He's from the Whammies. He's going to tell us all about the Whammy Holiday Party. It's happening next week in West Ellis. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, if you want to get the app on your phone and take us everywhere you go, super easy. Just go to civicmedia.us, download that app, put it on your device, and you're golden. Jimmy K rocking the Saturday night with you. Rob Roberts coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. On the phone with me from the Whammies is Patrick Nettensheim. Patrick, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, Jimmy, we should spend a little more time on that name, but I'll give you a B for effort.
Oh, all right, go ahead. Pronounce your last name for all the world to know.
Nettensheim.
Very nice. Patrick, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Hey, man, the Whammy Holiday Party is coming up next week. Super excited about that. We'll have you tell us the details about that, but tell us your role with the Whammies.
I am on the board of directors, which is pretty cool, not just because the mission itself is cool, but back when I was just a skinny lad in the 90s, I was on the Whammy board of directors then, back in my 20s, and it's just cool to be back. I was asked to be back by the serving president that was on the last couple of years, Jason Klagstedt, a good friend of mine, and a great team on the Whammy board of directors. And, you know, my function within Whammy is to help singer-songwriters, performers, bands find places to perform and to get recognition for their artwork, which is audio in this case, but also audiences, get them in places, get them on stages, get them audiences, get them, show them some love in society here. So, and Whammy is a really good way for these bands to network with other bands and, you know, share these opportunities. And real quick, what you might see a lot with major national touring acts, especially in the metal scene. There'll be a metal fest where there'll be four bands touring together. You know, Anthrax and
Slayer.
The last group, Slayer and Testament. Well, it was Anthrax and Testament and a couple other these old school metal bands, but they all go out and they tour together because there's a greater impact when they all play as one. And that's what we see on the smaller level, the grassroots level with bands. When you have four on a stage, four different groups, and everybody's promoting, you have a much more likely chance to get a big crowd coming in than when you're just all on your own. So it is really about all the bands, all the musicians, performers coming together as a community by helping, you know, your fellow bands that your colleagues, they're also helping you. So it's not a competition.
Right.
It's about unifying the front.
I love that. And the key word is building community, which is something that WAMI does very well. Now, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry, that's what WAMI stands for. There's also a charitable aspect to this, Patrick. Tell us about that.
Well, what I can tell you right away is a very personal one. I have a nonprofit called Music Success, music, the number six, the letter S. I co-founded Guitars for Vets many years back, left that recently to start this, and WAMI is serving as our fiscal agent until we get our letter of determination, it's called, from the IRS regarding the 501c3 status. And WAMI has done such things before to help organizations like ours that bring music and the healing power of music, as I said, with Guitars for Vets, and it still is that, to folks that are struggling. They're looking for joy again in their lives. In our case, military veterans, active duty, firefighters, law enforcement, and medical professionals. This is very dear and close to the hearts of us in WAMI. And any way that we can work as another nonprofit to bring some love WAMI's way. Again, it's just like I said with the bands. It's about collaboration. It really shines the light, I would say, not only on the Wisconsin area music industry, but on the big hearts and generosity of musicians in this area as well.
That's awesome. Patrick's with us from WAMI, big holiday party happening Thursday, January 16th. It's happening at Paulie's Pub and Eatery in world-famous West Allis, Wisconsin. For those of you that don't know, that's a suburb in Milwaukee. Dude, Paulie's Pub and Eatery is awesome. I've had the pleasure of having fish fry there once. Good stuff. Great live music venue, too. Tell us about the party and what people can do, what people can expect.
Well, as you just said there, Jimmy, Paulie's is such a great music venue, and they care so much about the scene. You know, they're busing folks from one bar to the next, trying to get them to places where there's actually live music if they're not doing it themselves. Very, very philanthropic, altruistic, if I might use that word. But what you will see is a really cool bar with great drink specials, and I believe there's food there. I can't say that for sure. I can neither confirm nor deny that one. But again, a wonderful stage. And what you will see at, I believe we're starting at about 6:30, we have Jameson Fernandez, who goes as The Jam Is On, Jameson, The Jam Is On, opening, followed by the ubiquitous Kevin Brandt, who is on 97.3 The Game with Drew Olsen. He is a singer-songwriter that I think if it wasn't for his sports casting career and his DJing, he would have done that number one. So he's going to be featured second. KB and Friends, I think he might be playing with somebody, and I might even join him on a couple songs. After Kevin plays, we have the mighty Kitty Soft Paw that features some very excellent seasoned veterans of the music industry, some, one of them, I think the drummer, yeah, he's a Whammy board member. But he didn't decide to take the gig. I put the band in that place.
So it's just weird how that works out, yeah.
You know, it's like, what do they say? It works if you work it.
Right, exactly. And one cool thing, you want to show up early at the Whammy holiday party. There's a red carpet stage with, was it Music 6? Tell me about that.
Well, that's what I mentioned before about Whammy's partner.
Gotcha.
In the charitable world, Music 6S. So the number six, the letter S, an acronym for success, like you're successful. But in our case, this organization, the 6S also stands for six string, as in guitar, six shooter, as in with our military veterans, and some of our first responders are familiar with that term. I've got your six. We've got your back. It's another military term. And then the six S's of success for Music Success, which is also a store in New Berlin, a nonprofit music store that supports the mission as well as Whammy's mission. We call it the Whammy Clubhouse.
Love it. I love it, Patrick. That's awesome. And of course, we got to tell people, you know, make sure you go to the Whammy website. You can register, become a member of Whammy. If you want to volunteer, that's a great place to start out. Plus the annual voting for, you know, best song of the year, best band of the year. That's all starting up. I think is actually ongoing right now. Right now it's registration time. Is there a deadline for bands to get registered with Whammy?
Well, bands can register themselves anytime. For the awards show itself, I believe anybody can be nominated for the award. I would recommend go to, you know, WAMI, whammy.com. I think we have a .org. Search Whammy, you'll find it. It'll give you all the specifics there rather than me speaking out of line. But I would say for sure, if you have any curiosity, check out that site. It is cheap to join. I believe it's like $15.
And it goes good.
And
goes towards the support the local music scene across the state of Wisconsin. And you're helping some people out. That's WAMI.org. Once again, the Whammy Holiday Party at Polly's Pub and Eatery is happening this next Thursday, January 16th in West Allis. Patrick, I appreciate your time and I appreciate what you do. And thank you for joining us tonight on Max Inc. Radio.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon, Jimmy.
Excellent. Let's hear some Kitty Softpaw right now. This is their song, Good Life. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Why you looking?
Explode.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's Robert J and Rebel Domino. Before that, Asylum from Milwaukee's Bad Boy, the band that made Milwaukee famous, actually. You know, Robert J, he's back in Madison, and at the end of March, he's doing a show for Mama Cares. He's putting together a benefit show for Mama Cares. Mama Cares, of course, an offshoot charity of the Mamas here in Madison. Mama Cares' main mission is to help Wisconsin artists or Madison artists and musicians with out-of-pocket medical expenses if they come up. You get more information about Mama Cares on the website, themamas.org. Coming up next week here on Max Inc. Radio, my good friend Aaron Weber will join us. Isaiah and the New People in studio for an interview. Right now is the Bluegills and Black Hole. Here's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
About a special place. It's a place we can go. The sun shines on our face. But when I go down in my black hole, and it's dark and it's cold, there's no warmth on my soul. Help me come out of this black hole, my friend. Help me come out again. Here's another poem. It's about a broken heart. But the good news is, today's a new start. But when I fall back into my black hole, and I've lost my self-control, no more light on my soul. Help me come out of this black hole, my friends. Help me come out again. Here's the final poem. It's about the grace healing. How can I put into words indescribable feelings? Coming
me out of my black hole, my friend. Don't want to go there again.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood if for done that. Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing
your
it.
Face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The winds are picking up again in Southern California, where officials now say at least 24 people have died in the wildfires burning in and around Los Angeles.
With the return of Santa Ana winds this week, residents in mandatory evacuation zones won't be able to return home until at least Thursday. LA City Councilmember Tracy Park says fire and utility crews need to be able to operate freely in the burn zones,
so they can stabilize the conditions on the ground.
Over 150,000 people in Los Angeles County have been evacuated. For those that didn't suffer any burn damage, State Assemblymember Jackie Irwin says it's not clear yet if the government will pay their housing costs.
We still do not have confirmation that there might be some reimbursement from FEMA.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Malibu, California.
In the wake of the tragedy, good neighbors are doing what good neighbors do.
An outpouring of generosity here for the taking. Blankets, food,